I think people are so used to just trying to survive, right? You're so used to, listen, I got to pay these bills. I got to feed the kids. I got to do, I got to do, I got to do. And it's important to take care of you, because if you do not take care of you, they don't have you, right? And I like to tell people to definitely slow down and take a second, right? So that's why I offer that express services for people to say, listen, take a break.
That was Shondrea Barmore, owner of Snatch Pro Studio. And this is Epicenter NYC. We connect our communities to news, information, and each other. I'm your host, Amber Castillo. Growing up, Shondrea Barmore was always fascinated with skincare and beauty. This passion led her to pursue a formal education in aesthetics. Now Shondrea is a licensed esthetician, a talented makeup artist, and an experienced aesthetics instructor. She also owns Snatch Pro Studio, which offers makeup, facials, and body treatments. Today, I sit down with Shondrea to learn more about her journey to become an esthetician, what it's like running a small business, and how she's shaping the future of aesthetics through education. We'll explore her insights on the latest skincare trends, her top beauty tips, and the challenges and rewards of being an aesthetics instructor. Before we jump in, a quick message from our team.
Hi, I'm Carolina from the Epicenter NYC team, here to remind you to safeguard your fun, your plans, and your trips. Get vaccinated and don't let illness cancel your joy. It's your season, not flu season, not COVID season. You can schedule your appointment now and we can help. Send us a note at hello@epicenter-nyc.com or call or text us at 917-818-2690.
Now back to the show. Here's my conversation with Shondrea.
So I am a makeup artist. I'm an esthetician licensed, and I am also an aesthetic instructor.
And when did you start this?
I would say officially, I like to say officially 2017, only because that's when I got licensed. I was definitely, you know, doing some makeup beforehand, because you do not need a license in New York State to do so. So I was taking a lot of makeup clients beforehand. But when I got my license as an esthetician, I did, you know, add on some services.
When you were a little girl, did you know you were going to do something in this area, or how did it start?
So it was kind of full circle. The answer is no. But as a little girl, I was always the one on my block with my friends too. I was always plucking hairs. I was giving head massages, shoulder massages. I was always that person. Did I know that I would be doing it and start a business and have a career in it? No, absolutely not. It kind of just happened for me. A best friend of mine did go to school for aesthetics, and I would be so excited to hear about her day that I kind of just was like, I think I should go to school for this. And then, you know, once I got really, really into the business, someone said, Drea, you've always been doing this your whole life. And I was like, you know what? You're right. So it was a full circle.
Yeah. So when you were giving like head massages and doing all of that, what was it like? How did you know that there was a need for that?
It's just something I enjoyed. I really didn't know it was a need. Like if someone said their shoulder or their back hurt or anything, I would just get into it. Now, my grandmother, I've always been very close with my grandmother, always been one to kind of take care of her. So when I was younger, if she had any knots in her back, I would rub her knots out, right? So I kind of just started with that. And if friends said, oh, their head hurt, or I would see hairs and just the odd places, I was like, oh, let me get it. Or if I saw any type of, you know, pimples or anything, I'm like, oh, let me get it. It's always been something I've been fascinated with. So
how was your family's response once it was clear to them that you were going?
They were excited, because I'm a type of person, I am good at a lot of things. But for me, it's like, because I'm good at a lot of things, I want that one thing that I just want to stick to and do, right? Like, because I'm good at it, it doesn't mean that it fulfills me. So when I found that thing that was like fulfilling for me, they were like, great. And then they saw that it was something I finished, because my story and my journey as far as when I went to school was not an easy one. So I started school, and at some point because I was paying for it myself. I was paying for school out of my pocket. I was full-time working, full-time going to school, having to travel because the school that I picked was not a close one. And I picked that school because it has such prestige and because the founder was the person who brought aesthetics to the United States. I wanted the education from that school. I could have went to a closer school. I didn't want that. I wanted to know that I was going to get the best education. So with that came travel. So I'm paying for travel and it was not easy. So at some point, you know, funds were getting in the way and I had to stop, broke my heart. And it took a while. I had to just get some more money up and continue. Something that took, that would usually take maybe 8 to 10 months, took me a couple of years. Even the employees at the school loved me. They were like, you should have your PhD by now, but we love you. And they called me back to do things. But I had to go back and then something else happened. More life happened, right? And it was just like, it could discourage you, but I just knew that this was something that I wanted to finish. So when I went back, by the time I went back, and literally I just had a little bit to do, really, I think a couple of tests. They said, we have changed the way we run the school. And guess what? We don't care. We love you so much and we are rooting for you so much. Take these tests and you're good because all your grades were so great. Just take the test and you're good. And that's what happened. So as I was a student, I enjoyed my instructors. I really did. They were great. Like I said, going for the amount of time I went, I began to rapport with the employees there. And I still have a bit of that with the school, which is marvelous. But I would say, I wonder what it is to be an instructor. Like, I wonder how they got this job. And I would have the thought, but I never really asked any questions. What's so crazy is the friend that went to aesthetic school before me, her mom was an instructor as a cosmetologist, right? Another school, another full circle, a school that I ended up instructing for too. So I never really asked questions, never thought about it. One day randomly, I got a text message from one of the employees at the school. I was looking into one of their classes for something. So she sent out a text saying, we're looking for instructors and you only have to have these requirements and such. And I said, okay. So I just text back to say, hey, I'm interested. You know, tell me more. She gave me a phone call. I spoke to her and she said, come in, please come in. And I said, okay. I went in, I spoke to the lady and I said, oh my gosh, now I'm instructing.
They really needed someone.
Yeah. So she said, we're going to give you the information of the school for you to go to the school for you to get your license to instruct. I said, no problem. I did the whole process and I was instructing. I said, this is so, it found me. Something that I completely just said, oh, I wonder. It ended up finding me years later.
You're still an instructor now and you're running your business.
I'm licensed to instruct. I haven't instructed in a little bit, but I'm licensed to instruct. I instructed at two different schools.
Got it. And what's that like? Are you finding that you have more time now for the business and to just focus?
So now being that I took a year, I kind of shut down my studio. My studio was in East Meadow. And I shut it down because I wanted to solely be the one to take care of my grandmother. So I did that for a year. I took her to Florida to get away from this environment, get her in some good weather. I did that for a year. So I have clients that literally for the year were like, listen, I had people fly me out. Listen, we'll fly you out. I just want you to do this. I have clients who said, don't worry, when you come back from grandma, we'll be here. And when I came back, I'm solely just doing like some makeup services because I want to make sure that my space is proper to do the other aesthetic services. And they're like, okay, you're back. Great. So I need you this day, this day, this day, this day, this day. And I'm like, okay. So I'm very blessed and fortunate to have clients that, you know, enjoy my services so much that they're like, we just want you.
Yeah.
And we understand that life happens and you needed to take care of grandma, but we're here for you.
And for newer clients, where or when should they look out for, you know, if you have more like regular hours or if there is a way that they can contact you and make an appointment?
Sure. Yeah, they can contact me anytime. That my website is up. I'm always open to communicate. I still have clients that do the word of mouth. So they contact me on my business line and I speak to them. Some people just want virtual one-on-ones. I offer that. I offer, you know, if they want me to shop with them to get products, I do that as well. So I'm always open to those things. Always, always.
Yeah. And then apart from, you know, the commuting challenges and you know, making time for all of this when you were both, you know, as a student and also instructing, what would you say are your biggest challenges in, you know, starting up the business or running the business?
You know, it's getting in the clients, right? You have this product, you know what your worth is. And I think the challenge would be to, you know, have your clientele match that. But I think nowadays people think that that comes easy and it does not, right? You have to get out there. You have to network. You have to talk to people. I'm truly a bit of an introvert. And when I say that, people go, what? You? Are you kidding me? You are great with people. You're always talking to people. It's because I know when the time is right to do so, right? So if I'm out in public and I see someone with great skin or if I see someone with great makeup, that's an opportunity for me to have a conversation and offer my services, right? If I do not do that, I'm missing an opportunity. I'm missing an opportunity to build my clientele. I miss an opportunity just to talk about my business, even if they don't come, right? They may know someone who said, I'm loyal to someone, but I know someone who needs someone. It's all about conversation and network. So I'm social media is great, but I am someone who said, although that's great, the old school still works. So I would still, you know, push that to my students to say, get out there, get business cards. Of course, you can have a QR code on your phone. But if you want to, you know, reach the demographic of the older clientele, you're going to need to have a business card. You want to reach out to someone random. You need a business, create flyers. I did footwork. I've brought in clients by just having a flyer and going into a business and saying, hey, I'm right here. What do you need?
What do you think is the role of that approach in supporting or, you know, expanding businesses by, you know, women entrepreneurs and women of color, Black women?
I think it's important, right? Because although you may be in the same industry of beauty, we still offer different, you know, services in a different way. Even if we offer the same service, my experience is going to be different from your experience. My hands, right? These are what God gave me. God gave you hands too, and we can work them in different ways. You know what I mean? My hands may not work for someone. Your hands might. It's okay. We need to know that we can all fit in this space and we can help each other in this space. It doesn't have to be a competition between the two. You know what I mean? There's plenty of people on this earth. There's plenty of people who are in need. And although I offer, you know, really it's a luxury service, right? Going to take care of yourself and pamper yourself is a luxury. And there's going to be a downtime where people don't have those funds, but there are always going to be people who say, I'm going to spend it regardless. We need to make sure that we're rallying with each other to help each other.
Is there anything about your community, however you define that, you know, that when you were starting to think more about skin and about this kind of self-care, that you noticed that, you know, maybe to your point just now, that maybe people in your community, you know, aren't able to for whatever reason or don't like first think about taking care of themselves or taking care of their skin a certain way? Or is there anything like that that you notice in your community that you wish that there was more empowerment or education or resources for folks to be able to do?
I think people are so used to just trying to survive, right? You're so used to, listen, I got to pay these bills. I got to feed the kids. I got to do. And they get lost in that. And it's important to take care of you, because if you do not take care of you, they don't have you, right? They need you just as much as you need you. And I like to tell people to definitely slow down and take a second, right? So I'll offer a service. It's like an express service. It's not the whole cost of, like, you know, maybe $100, $90, we're going to do $50. Sometimes I'll do a little special here and there. And it's 30 minutes. Take 30 minutes. If you don't have this full hour to pamper yourself, take this 30 minutes to get this express facial. Not only is it going to be relaxing for you, but you're going to find out more about your skin because I'm going to tell you about it, right? So now I'm going to help you work your skin and I'm going to help you feel more confident because when you leave, you're bright. When you leave, you're relaxed. You're going to want more of that. If you want that 30 minutes every 2 weeks, every once a month, that's fine. But you need to take that time. So that's why I offer that express services for people to say, listen, take a break.
What impact do you think, like, what role do you think your, you know, your business and, you know, your services fulfill for the community and fulfills for yourself? Like, what does it mean for you to be a small business owner?
It's rewarding for me because, you know, you have, like I said, clients who literally sit there and wait for you. That's not normal, right? That's something that, you know, people are usually like, all right, if you don't got it, there's a ton of other people I can go to. So it's rewarding for me that people, you know, trust me with their skin. They trust me with their experience to just relax. And sometimes I've had people let me know what their insecurities are. And I can say, listen, don't worry about that. You want to know why? Because I can help you. Don't worry about that because I've had my own issues and insecurities about my skin on my back. And guess what? I wear it as an art piece now, right? So they can feel better about what they're going through. It's very rewarding for me when people can leave out with a smile or if I'm traveling to them, my brides, when they look at their face, like I've literally had recorded reactions of just, oh my gosh, I'm ready for the night. I love that. You know what I mean? And I think as far as the community to see someone who is the same color as them, who is a woman, who is young, it's like, oh, it's possible. It's very possible.
Was there anything I didn't ask you that you think is important to just share about your experience or your journey?
I would just say to anybody, just never give up on yourself. You know, if it's something that you really want, go ahead. It's not going to be easy. Just go ahead and go through it because in the end, it's very rewarding.
You can find Snatch Pro Studio on Facebook and Instagram or book an appointment by clicking the link in our show notes. Finally, if you know of a local business that you think Epicenter should feature, let us know. Drop us a note at hello@epicenter-nyc.com. That's all for today. Thanks for listening and thanks for supporting us as we do our best to support our community. We couldn't do it without you. For more stories like this, make sure to subscribe to our newsletter at epicenter-nyc.com. Our intro music is All the Pretty Horses by Kara Vika. You can find more of their music on their website, linked to in our podcast description.